next, we are going to hear from Liv Manor and Jazz Garza, who are two Lewisburg High School students.
Hi, everyone. I want to just welcome you here today. It's so encouraging to see so many people here because this is something that, you know, a lot of us high school students really cared about, and to see that we're all just kind of standing in solidarity, it's amazing. So I'm just here to give you a really short speech about why I'm here today, why I chose to leave school in the middle of the day. And basically it all boils down to how important I think this is. There are some moments that are truly life-changing, but you don't know until reflecting on them after. I spent 2 weeks in the Appalachian Mountains hiking around New Hampshire. We spent moments in the forest, in groups of 20 or more, in complete silence. We heard distant rivers, the ground rustling, the wind blowing through the trees. In the moment, it all seems so simple. Reflecting and looking back, it's not. Those moments bring me to tears. Although it seems simple, those are some truly revolutionary moments. You feel truly grounded with the planet that you live on, with your home. Not everybody gets to have those, not now and not in the future. The reason I'm here is to ensure that everybody has access to those moments now, and those moments will be here for generations to come. It truly brings me to tears. It has brought me to tears to think that in just a few decades, people will not be able to feel grounded and at home with the earth like I have. That's one of those moments in my life where I felt like I truly knew what was going on, like I truly knew the experience that I was having. The earth is my home, it's all of our homes, and we need to protect it. Thank you.
I would first like to start off by thanking everyone for coming here today to fight for my home, future generations' homes, and just this is our home. We have to fight for it. I've always been super passionate about the environment, but I also never really thought I had a voice. A while back, I'm in my room doing what most typical teenagers do. I'm scrolling through social media, and I see an Instagram post with a video of Greta Thunberg. Yeah! She's my idol and inspiration for why I'm here today to march and miss school. She is the start of all of this. Her words were incredibly moving. They really made me open my eyes. I was overwhelmed with emotions. I was furious, mournful, heartbroken, and terrified. And Greta's words let me know that I had every right to be. In the video, Greta calls out world leaders by saying, "You say you love your children above all else, and yet you are stealing their future in front of their very eyes." Seeing Greta speak so passionately and courageously in front of these leaders when she is just around my age was honestly just life-changing. She made me realize that she's right. These leaders aren't making the changes that are needed for our planet. But our earth is bleeding, and we are the ones holding the weapons. Some of us have laid them down, but leaders won't show mercy. And they're ruthless. Why is that? That I, a teenager, along with other fellow teenagers, grown-ups, children, people of all ages, are here marching. Marching in hopes that the world leaders will finally wake up and realize what they're doing wrong, and that they will listen to our screams. We're here to let it be known that we want a future, and we shouldn't be paying for your greed. These leaders eat away at stacks of money, hungrily, while we are starving for a planet that will be helped and protected. Letting this all sink in, I was ready to help in any way I can. I changed a lot from the way I eat, what I eat, clothing, starting a school garden and club, etc. I would find myself thinking, if I can change, why can't they? I mean, something's got to give, right? I didn't find this to be a concept hard to understand, but I also have never been able to understand the value that we give money. I would think that surely these leaders would want to do what's best for our planet, our home, our people, right? Obviously, I was wrong, as most of you probably know. I have to constantly remind myself that that's not quite the society we live in, but we the people can change that, and I have high hopes that we will. I want future generations to open their textbooks and learn about the climate strike movement. I want them to know that we are fighters and we made our voices heard. For the wise words of the Lorax, unless someone like you cares a whole awful lot, nothing is going to get better. It's not. So thank you for caring. I appreciate you listening, and I truly believe in power of numbers. I shall end by stating, Mother Nature, we've wronged you, stole from you, beat you, tore you down, set you on fire, drowned you. But we truly want to make it right. And from the people, we say sorry. Even though nothing will be enough to repay you of our debts, we are aware of the people who are thieves by stealing from you. And justice will be served. Thank you. It is so awesome to hear from so many young people. I hope everyone is enjoying listening to them and listening to their message, because it's all of our message. So before I introduce our next speaker, I just want to remind everyone, I believe right now between Bucknell and here, we have 417 people that have texted action to this number. So I am super excited about that, because that means we are hopefully going to have more climate action in this area, and that's incredible. So just to remind you, the number to text action to is 860-238-3826. So with that, I'm excited to introduce our next speaker, who is actually our very own mayor of Lewisburg, Mayor Wagner, wherever you are.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is so inspiring to be here and see you all multi-generational folks with the same vision, the same goals, the same objectives, and something's going to happen. I can feel it. There's something different now, and it begins with you, and it continues with you, and we're here to help. So to that end, I'd like to offer a proclamation regarding climate change initiatives in the world, in the United States, in Pennsylvania, in the Susquehanna Valley, in Union County, in the borough of Lewisburg.
Woohoo! Lewisburg!
So, whereas the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Article 1, Section 27, states that Pennsylvania's public natural resources are the common property of all people, including generations yet to come. Now, as trustees of these resources, the Commonwealth shall conserve and maintain them for the benefit of all the people. And whereas the transition to renewable energy will promote employment, opportunities, and sustainable growth in the borough of Lewisburg, Union County, Susquehanna Valley, and the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and will facilitate local control and ownership over energy options and bring tangible benefits to low-income residents and others who have historically been disadvantaged by fossil fuel-based energy systems. And whereas Pennsylvania contributes approximately 1% of global emissions, which according to the Commonwealth's third Pennsylvania Climate Impacts Assessment Report is affecting agriculture, energy, human health, infrastructure, recreation, I've started on the other hand, water quality, flooding, forest, and other ecosystems in Pennsylvania, and human health and ecological systems around the world. And whereas a growing number of local government entities, private and public sector organizations around the world have committed to begin planning to reduce emissions, and whereas over 1,000 mayors have signed on to the U.S. Conference of Mayors Climate Protection Agreement, almost 100 U.S. municipalities have promised to transition to 100% renewable energy by 2050 at the latest. Whereas green building practices and standards have been established, and the costs of non-fossil fuel generated energy, including solar, wind, and geothermal power, have fallen to the point that the replacement of fossil fuel generated energy with renewable energy is reaching price parity with non-renewable energy. And whereas universities in Pennsylvania, including Bucknell, let's hear it for Bucknell. Provide jobs that research, support, and educate Pennsylvania's renewable energy industry, and conduct international, national, and state level and local climate assessments and planning assistance, and green buildings and renewable energy industries employ thousands of Pennsylvanians. Whereas the Lewisburg community recognizes the significant harm that the climate crisis represents for us, and that our community can play an important role in reducing pollution and the global harm it is already causing. Now therefore, be it proclaimed that I, Judy Wagner, Mayor of the Borough of Lewisburg, that the Lewisburg Borough will play a part in the climate protection movement by working toward adopting a climate action resolution. And I urge all residents in the Borough of Lewisburg and surrounding communities to act to address the threat that climate change poses to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We're now gonna hear from the chair of our local chapter of the Climate Reality Project, Sandy Field, as well as Lewisburg Council Member Jordy Combs.
Thank you for being here. I really appreciate it. We worked hard for this event, and I'm so happy to see so many faces here. We just want to follow up on Mayor Wagner's proclamation and invite people, if you've been inspired today to take action, we're giving you the chance to do that. We're starting a coalition here in Lewisburg to work on things like the resolution that Lewisburg Borough Council is going to be working on. And we would like to extend that to other communities in the area. So if you're been inspired today, please sign up here on this clipboard. I'm gonna put it right down over here and join us. We're to do the work to make these things happen. Thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Jordy Combs. I am on Borough Council. I'm only speaking for myself because Borough Council is a Democratic body, has to vote on things. I want to say, for anybody who's thinking about politics, an important lesson you learned here today is never go after a kid with a killer sense of humor. Yeah, great. If you know me, I can be a little long-winded, so I only have really one sentence to say here. The climate change is an environmental threat with an economic cause and a political solution. Get involved. And I'm signing up.
Last but not least, we have our very own Lillian, and she is an elementary school student, and she is going to come read us her closing prayer. So give it up for Lillian.
My name is Lillian. I am in second grade. I will be 7 next week, and I'm here for the climate strike, and this is my prayer. Help us to listen to the scientists, earth, nature, children who help with the climate strike, listen to the sea turtles, bees, songbirds, and monarch butterflies. Listen to the animals that will go extinct if we don't stop climate change. Help us to enjoy being outside, playing, learning, swimming, family, friends. Enjoy trees, communities, people, caterpillars, and chrysalises. As you go home, may you be ready to help and encourage others to help, ready to try, ready to act, because we don't know what will happen if we don't change now. Amen.